I think we can cross someone out there.
I don't remember him being that black. Pardon me, sir. I just got Don Amici from Trading Places going through my head.
He's a Negro.
All right. Well, we have to explain this now because that can't. That's a thing that can't just be left out of context. Did that just happen now? You just saw his picture?
Yeah, I just saw it a few minutes ago.
So we were talking earlier. I mean, look, none of us have seen the baby, to be fair.
We've seen the baby.
Seen the baby. We were talking about the list of Anna Nicole Smith's possible baby daddies. Her son Daniel, bless you, her son Daniel, Howard K. Stern, what's his name, Larry Burkhead, Zsa Zsa Gabor's attention-whoring husband, the Bahamian guy, and J. Howard Marshall's frozen sperm. And so I noted that I'd seen one photo of her with a Bahamian guy. Bahamian sounds like it ought to be worked into a pun somehow, but I don't really know how I can.
Bahamian Rhapsody.
Oh, I'm so unprepared. That really is fan. That deserves not only this. Also, that. And then also.
This is like.
There we go, that.
This is why Tim and I need our own soundbite.
There we go, that's fan. Bahamian Rhapsody. Oh, that's fantastic. That really is too good.
That's why you pay the big money.
Well done, Tim. Anyway, so I noted that I saw a picture of her with this guy, the guy who's in charge of entry visas or residency or whatever. There's apparently two photos, one of Anna Nicole Smith and this guy hugging, and the other one of them on a bed strewn with rose petals. He is now claiming to be the father. And I came back in and started going, that's the blackest man I've ever seen. In no way is he that baby's father.
No, he's just very, very dark skinned.
No, I mean, it's not nothing to be wrong.
You made it sound terrible.
No, I didn't. No, not that there's anything wrong with it. Nor could you do anything about it if there was something wrong with it.
She has a very, very white baby. I'm just saying, I think you could cross him off.
There's no need to apologize. We're all adults. We can speak frankly about these things. The baby does not look.
People do have white babies.
The baby does not look as though he is the father. But what do I know? I don't think I've ever really seen the baby except for like that one photo. Mm. There haven't been a lot of photos of the baby, have there?
No.
Like one.
There have been a few.
All right. It's all very strange. Well, anyway, so Sarah was noting that we can probably rule him out as the father, which we probably knew anyway. I mean,
but that picture's disturbing, them laying on the bed together.
Well, that's the thing. You just don't rule him out as a guy she humped. I mean, that's the thing.
So she wanted to expedite her process.
Just yes, she did. She wanted to lengthen her... No, that doesn't really work. It would only work if it was lengthen his stay. Anyway, so I was just going to say, despite what they may have taught you in health class, you don't get pregnant every time you have sex. So it doesn't really seem likely that he's the father. That was the observation that Sarah's making, which I think really, look, we're not trained journalists or geneticists, but I believe we can probably rule that guy out as the dad. All right, ladies and gentlemen. What? Well, let's leave him up there just for grins, though. Just to amuse ourselves. Because I like the idea of having six potential fathers up there, one of whom is her other dead kid. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, you know who it is.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
That may have been their procedure at the airport.
What?
That may have been their procedure at the airport.
Do you have sex with the Bahamian minister?
Could have been.
Well, I suppose.
We don't know what happens at those airports.
It's true. Never mind.
They found a dead man at St. John's. 49-year-old James Kenneth Miller was a free spirit, said those who knew him.
Literally.
He was found dead at a rental home owned by his friend, 28-year-old Leon Scott. He's charged with his murder. Police removed marijuana plants and six pit bulls during a search of Scott's home. Meanwhile, the 331st Westminster Dog Show is underway at Madison Square Garden, featuring 2,600 dogs, 165 breeds. The Hotel Pennsylvania has also set up primping and prepping facilities to get the canines ready for their big debut.
We have our canine Lou, his and her sectioned off, so everyone's happy. We have our dog source corner with Annie, our psychic and dog communicator, as well as Debbie, our masseuse. We have grooming tubs.
Debbie the masseuse says prepping and primping are essential.
They get stressed as well. They need to get stretched. They've got a big job ahead of them. If you have a big job or you're going to go do a sporting event, wouldn't you want someone working on you and preparing you?
Are these really people talking about getting massages for their dogs?
Yes.
All right, this is why they hate us. It really is. Rick, about this Nicole Smith story. Men behaving badly. Okay, that's pretty funny as well.
That is.
Well done, whoever, Rodney.
Well done. And then Rodney puts, giggle, giggle. And the body gives you, like, yes, it is amusing, Rodney. But let's not get carried away. Here's Tim Riley.
Relationship theme magazine Tango, something no one's ever heard of, has constituted the ultimate how-to guide for Valentine's Day.
I bet this is an internet-only magazine.
This is editor Marisa Belger, who says while February 14th often gets a bad rap, the day should be used to promote positive changes.
We have New Year's Eve, starts the year. This is sort of the day of love, starts the new year of love. So it's a chance for you to let go
of
patterns from the past that have held you back and dive forward with a new outlook.
Ricky, this is Monique. Monique, this is Ricky.
Please think out of the box.
We suggest creative gifts like buying an iPod but filling it with your favorite songs so your significant other can listen to them and think of you. Making a digital scrapbook, maybe your favorite photos from the last year, last few years together.
This is fabulous liqueur.
Fries.
This tastes just like the moonshine that Ricky's dead pappy used to make.
I'm sorry, I don't even care. That's like a 5% joke. It's not a 2% joke. That's like a 5 to 8% joke right there.
I love that movie.
Sorry your mom blew up, Ricky. All right.
What about the poor souls who are single on Valentine's Day?
It's Day of Love, so be good to yourself. We suggest booking a luxurious massage or facial, taking yourself shopping to a movie, whatever is really exciting to you, making yourself dinner or going out to dinner.
Is that Maya boy bothering you?
It's Day of Love.
Oh, okay, unless you're alone and embittered. In which case, it's a day of drinking and then falling asleep weeping on the couch. Oh.
Hello, sir. I forgot.
Hello.
Well, it's all relative, though.
Oh, it's the first Valentine's Day.
This is sad. I'm sorry.
I'm kind of excited. It's the first Valentine's Day I've been single in like 4 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Well, that is.
Day of love.
It's a day of self love for you, Sarah.
Yeah, you're funny.
I am. As Rodney would say, giggle, giggle.
They get stressed as well.
Yes. Okay. Anywho. All right. 503-733-2970. What was her name? Yeah, that woman.
Oh, she's long gone now. That's Marisa Belger.
Marisa.
Slut. Tango Magazine.
Not that she's a slut. I'm saying that
her name makes her a slut.
That's what the name Marisa makes her slutty. So, if you want your daughter to be a chunky blonde whore, name her Marisa.
It's Day of Love.
I mean, this woman might be the exception. I'm just saying I never knew a Marisa who didn't fall into that category.
Did you get anything for Lara for Valentine's Day yet?
No. I'll be using at the last minute, though. No, it's funny, actually. I joke about being a loser, and I joke about being a dumb guy, but it really is true. I will tell you what, it's the God's honest truth, man. As much as many people may think it's not, I use Pro Flowers, and I have, actually. And I will swear to God it's the truth. And you know who has to? Is Seamus, our listener Seamus, who emails us a lot.
I love that guy.
When we were talking about Pro Flowers, he emailed me, he's like, dude, they have saved my bacon so many times. It's absolutely true, man. And it's like, it's the simplest, it's like such a disproportionate return on your investment, too, because literally it took like 8 minutes. And I know that robs the romance of it. I know that I should be saying, like, no, I grew these myself in a field that I cleared by hand, washing each petal on the roses.
So they're not stolen from your doorstep.
No, they're not, Tim. Not in South. Not even in Southeast. But it was
people
like,
of respect.
It was
the
like
day of love.
The day of love. The language of love.
It's Day of Love.
No, it took like 8 minutes online, and then they arrived, and she was just agog for like 4 days. It was fantastic. I mean, I didn't even really have to work. Anyways, love. Now I just want to get that soundbite from Better Off Dead. Love, the language of love. I could say that to myself all day, and I'd never get old. All right. I don't even know. Should we take these calls that have been here for like an hour? All right, I'm sorry. Let's get whoever this is. Hello, sir. You're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick, how are you today?
Hey, what's up? How can I help you?
Well, I was supposed to be trying to defend Scotty.
Oh,
well,
God. Did Scotty... Hold on.
No,
did you
no,
call
no,
it...
No.
Did you
no.
call it about something else and then Scotty browbeat
no,
you into...
No, okay. No, no, sir. No, sir.
All right.
That was just... I actually called and tried to... I saw how Scotty was doing. He was lying for his teeth. He was happy.
Okay.
But, I appreciate that. He told me the truth.
Okay.
I really think you should give like Scotty a chance to just do one on his do a suburban perspective on his own. Let him sort of come up with the questions. just to see how it happens. Because I think the problem is he's trying to process all his thoughts at once and it's crashing down on him. Because I was trying to pay attention to half of everything that was said, and I think it caused a brain tumor.
And locking up like Tim's computer when he tries to move more than one audio cut at a time. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that might help because you keep saying that Scotty brings in a bunch of notes, and you can bring in as many notes as you want, but if you don't know what's on those notes, they're going to do you no good.
So what is your point though that I should let Scotty just freestyle it and talk about whatever suburban thoughts he has?
Well, I think have a suburban perspective, but have Scotty basically an hour to come up with the topic and then go from there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take that under advisement, sir.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right. Thank you. There you go. I love it.
I'm real sorry your mom blew up, Ricky.
Oh, was that you? Thank you. Fantastic. The once proud champion, now a study in moppishness.
I'm real sorry your mom blew up, Ricky.
Mom, let me go up. Let's walk. And every time I do
Day
it,
of love.
It becomes faster and just becomes like I've just totally rounded off the words that love, let me go up. It's all just one big long verbal movement now. Love.
Verbal movement is an uncomfortable phrase.
You know what I'm talking about, baby. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from, you have no music for this, from the Timnasium, Saturdays 4 to 6, and from KUFO, weeknights 9 to midnight?
Yeah.
Yes, Tim Savage. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Is there anything you'd like to tell me?
I'm sorry.
Rick Emerson is waiting to receive your full apology.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
This is an apology for the broken skull. A skull that was close to our heart. A skull that was one of the first pieces of decoration we received at our original studio and which we lovingly and carefully, painstakingly moved over here in a velvet-lined box that we carried as though it were our own infant child before decorating the studio with it. A skull that we came this morning to find smashed into so many bits of crockery on the floor, so many unloved shards.
You know, I'm not one to really make excuses, but I was trying to get Sarah, my own Sarah,
yes,
on the show, hyped up for the show.
Yes.
And I said, look, Sarah, it's the devil's skull. Woo! He's gonna eat your unborn children if you don't do a good show. And apparently I grabbed your devil's skull by the horn and it broke and then it fell and collapsed into it was an accident. The thing I really want to apologize for, though, is the fact that within about 9 seconds after doing this, I completely forgot about it and left it in a pile on the floor.
That was the real great part about walking in this morning. I was already in a bad mood about several things, and then I walk over, and it's like you do that long shot like in the film where you cut back to just my feet and the bits of skull in the frame.
Yeah.
And Sarah heard me going, well, who in the... God damn it! You know, and Sarah heard me just uncorking this long torrent of profanity about whoever would break the skull and then callously leave it there. It's like when you come home, it's not just the thievery of your possessions, it's when the thief has taken your underwear and strewn it all over the bedroom and not bothered to repack anything before leaving with your TV.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I usually am pretty good about that because I break people's personal possessions on a regular basis. And I'm pretty good about letting them know that the janitor did it.
Yes, thank you.
You know, and then getting rid of the evidence. But I completely spaced out. I'm sorry.
And I would have believed it. I totally would have bought it. I will tell you what I told Sarah Wagner this morning, which is that The image of you grasping that thing by the horns and shaking it angrily at her, going like booga booga, was actually so great that I immediately like forgave the actual breaking of this. It was worth it almost, I think, just to get that image in my head. So
the actual voice, you know, when I hold it by the horns and display it menacingly above her head is welcome to hell.
Fantastic. All right, now the let it slide out of your brain like so much Teflon-coated stuff. Don't even worry about it.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, Sherry Dillon.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for deleting me as a MySpace friend. It's nice to know I'm not as good as the 900 other people on there.
I didn't delete you as a MySpace friend.
I tried to leave a comment, and you wouldn't let me leave a comment.
I don't think you and I have ever been friends on MySpace, Mr. Canadian.
I'm pretty sure we were.
Why would... Okay. Just think about it logically. Why would I delete you?
I don't know.
But clearly you spent a lot of time alone in a room weeping thinking about it.
I've been thinking about this for the last 7 weeks, and finally I've had an opportunity to air my grievance.
Is that why you weren't very nice to me in the hallway the other day?
No, that's just because I generally don't like people.
Just an ass.
What do you mean I wasn't nice to you?
I just smiled at you and tried to say hi, and you kind of ignored me and ran away.
When was this?
I think last week sometime.
That wasn't even me.
I think I know what you look like, Tim.
It was the janitor.
It's a short, swarthy man.
All right, well, I'm going to go on MySpace and add you as my friend right now, and you can reject me, and then it'll make you feel better about it.
No, I just wanted to clear everything up.
All right, Tim Savage, 9 to midnight on KUFO, weekends 4 to 6, right here with the Tanasium. Thank you, my friend.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right, there you go. That's Tim Savage. All right, fantastic.
We should have him come back in. Maybe.
On Monday and Tuesday? How did that work out last
time? Maybe like one of them.
Was it a little overwhelming? He can be. He's tightly wound. I know that he's a little bit like me in that regard.
Tim, what did you think?
I thought he was amusing.
Yeah, he was good. I didn't hear anything bad about it. You know, it sounded like it went pretty well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know he can be. He can be kind of a coiled spring sometimes. You kind of look at Tim Savage. He's kind of got that whole "I could kill you at any moment" kind of that kind of thing on his face. All right. 503-733-2970. Oh, I can tell by the look on your face. You've got something over there.
What? Oh, no, I've been looking for it. That's the only question.
Oh, I thought you were... Yeah, okay.
I wish.
I saw your mom blew up, Ricky.
Why would somebody just have that cut isolated?
I don't know.
I really saw your mom blew up, Ricky.
Like nothing else. Mother will be very upset. Man, I can quote just whole sections of that movie.
That's such a great movie.
It is. It's a fantastic movie. And a movie that wasn't really was seen a lot on its release. But the cult of it just sort of grew. He put these testicles all over me. No, tentacles. I am his prostrate. No, how you say it? Prostitute. Love. Lack of love. Joe, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Scott. I called Scott. He said, hey, you know, I kind of agree with you, dude, but, you know, I just didn't feel like calling and fighting and arguing with Rick. And he goes, oh, please tell him, so.
There's no fighting and arguing here, sir. We're a very even-handed program.
But I kind of do. I think that I can understand and see Scotty's point, even if he doesn't really articulate.
What do you believe Scotty's point to be, sir?
Well, I think that, I do think that giving them 5 Grammy awards for an album that is clearly not...
This is the Tim Savage Experience. I'm sorry, would you say that again, sir?
I said I believe that giving the Dixie Chicks 5 Grammy Awards for an album that clearly doesn't deserve 5 Grammy Awards, there are better albums out there that deserve Grammys more than what this album did, is clearly a statement. And like I said, you know, it's one... Maybe 2, whatever, but the 5 awards, clearly, for them to sweep every award they're up for, is the libtards who voted for it are clearly making a statement.
This does sound even-handed. You're right. This does sound like a well-thought-out and reasoned position. well, whatever. I mean, there's always a better album that could win. I remember when, that Steely Dan crap won a few years ago in the same album, the same year that the Marshall Mathers LP came out, and I was just horrified that Eminem album didn't win when it should have. There's always something better.
Well, Steely Dan's clearly better than that other guy.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Later.
All right. There you go. Is it the spinner from A Game of Life? All right. Did I just hang up on the right guy? Okay. Yeah, okay. Just libtard. All right. Thank you, sir.
I want my $2.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's see.
Lob! Line it up!
503-733-2... Oh, wait. Oh, let's see. I think somebody may have sent us a soundboard.
No.
Wait, I don't know. Hold on. Hold on. Somebody... Let me see if somebody may have sent us a soundboard for Better Off Dead, which would
be... That's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
Let's see. Mother will pick us up at the entrance of the school. She'll be very disappointed if we aren't at the entrance of the school. I don't think there are any sounds from the mom on here.
Hey there, Lane. I know this is a little awkward, me being a cartoon and all, but I was wondering how you'd feel if I took Beth out.
No, it's all just sounds from Lane. Lane,
buck up, little camper.
Buck up, little camper.
Buck.
Tim heard. Tim's eyebrows arched. All right, now I've got nothing. You know a thing that I say to Lara constantly though is the whenever she's making dinner, I find myself going the, it's got raisins in it. You like raisins? Which is a little creepy if you don't know what I'm talking about. Do we have another break here?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Maybe it's about that time.
All right. Well, we should break. We'll come back with Tom, Dave. This whole show is gone. What have we wasted our time on today?
Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Dixie Chicks.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Like us coming about 15. Here's the Dry County Crooks. You stay there. Emerson Show. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the program. We got to nothing. No worst song ever. Well, we got to the sperm perspective. That's not true. We only didn't get to worst song ever. God, I feel bad for those Red Hot Pistol guys. I know they feel like I'm just deliberately ignoring that segment. I'm really not. I guess that's the only thing we didn't. Oh, we didn't get to Rachel McGrath. But that's not my fault. She didn't call.
Did she not call?
And I had it on auto answer. For when Scotty was in here. And we got to everything, I guess, except Rachel. Well, I'll count that. And the worst song ever. Yeah, I apologize to the Red Hot Pistol guys. I really do want to do that. I'm always running out of time. Other Grammy winners, let's see. Dixie Chicks. Carrie Underwood, Mary J. Blige, Tony Bennett, Ludacris, Red Hot Chili Peppers, blah, blah, blah. Tony Bennett, Christina Aguilera. God, my humps. God, I thought that song was...
My Humps won a Grammy.
And I thought it was like 5 years old. I mean, I didn't even know that song was... I thought that song was from years ago. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Peter Frampton. Jesus. Bob Dylan won an Oscar. Won a Grammy. Wolf Mother. Yeah. Let's see. Slayer. Excellent. Madonna. Blah, blah, blah. I'm realizing now I don't really care about this. I don't care. And Bon Jovi. Okay. Yeah, I'm done. But I've got this.
You don't need words to speak the international language. Right, Ricky?
Oh, but it doesn't pay off.
No.
Love. The language of love. Let's see. Tom, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
I was calling with a poignant observation that the last guy to agree with Scotty sounded like he may have been related to him, being stammering a little bit there and all. But having just sat through one of your commercial breaks, I find myself stammering a little myself.
How so?
I will say this, though. I did once buy all of my Christmas presents at a Walgreens on Christmas Eve. So, yeah, Pro Flyers is definitely the way to go.
So, you don't want to be doing that because I've been that guy. Have you ever done this? And everybody, every guy knows this. I went into a 7-Eleven once, and this was years ago, and I had a fight. And, you know, it's like that thing where you get the fight, and this, I think, God, I must have been really young. I must have been like 19, because I was back and I was dumb enough that I thought this was effective. Had a big fight with the girl that I was with at the time. I go into a 7-Eleven, and what do? I buy that idiotic single rose in, like, the tightly wrapped, like, saran or whatever, that tightly wrapped crinkly plastic. You know, and it comes with, like, that weird little... syringy tube thing at the bottom that keeps it fresh, and it's like $2. I buy it, and the guy behind the counter is hilarious. This guy goes, oh, someone in the doghouse. And I'm like, what? He goes, come on, man, that's the only reason you buy this robe, someone in the doghouse. And I'm like, can you just remember? He's like, come on, you tell me what happened. Would you dog around on her? And I'm like, dude, just please give me the run. Come on, that's the only reason anybody buy these. And he was and you could tell he knew that was the only reason any guy. And you know the thing is, when you get a woman that single rose from 7-Eleven, God loves 7-Eleven. Women know exactly where that came from. Women see that rose and they know. I don't care if you take it out of the plastic, if you cut it, I don't care if you forge a picture of you growing it on a farm in France. Women know where that single rose came from. They know it came from 7-Eleven.
They all smell of fear and desperation.
It's true. This rose smells of trepidation and tears. All right, yes. Was that all you had, sir?
That's it.
God bless you, Tom. You call us anytime.
Fantastic.
All right, there you go. Let me taste your tears, Scott Tinnerman. Oh, they taste like sweet wine. Let's see, Julie, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling because I wanted to know if you knew about Anna Nicole Smith and the frozen sperm that she had.
First of all, can I say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, how much...
You're done.
I was going to say, and Sarah will back me up on this, how much it means to me that you think to call us about that question. That really, and I know that sounds silly, and I know it sounds like I'm joking or screwing around with you, but I'm really not. The fact that you are calling to find out if we know about Anna Nicole Smith and the frozen sperm of a 93-year-old guy, that means, like, more to me, and I know that sounds corny, but that means more to me than you will ever know, because, God damn it. No, because that's what we're all about. That's what this program is at its base.
That's why I love you guys so much. I don't know.
Well, no, we are all about pandering to just the lowest, basest common denominator and really, and just entertaining with whatever means we can. We are not an especially sophisticated group of people here in the Rick Emerson program, but we pride ourselves on having a good time and talking about the crap that people actually care about, and so by God, it means a lot that you call us. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to add that name to the whiteboard. I didn't know if you got that name added to the whiteboard.
Yeah, we've got. Let's see, her kid Daniel. We've got Howard K. Stern. We've got Larry Burkhead. We've got Zsa Zsa Gabor's attention-whoring husband. We've got the Bahamian guy, who Tim has dubbed Bahamian Rhapsody, and we've got J. Howard Marshall's frozen sperm.
There you go.
Now, where is your money right now, Julie? If you were in Vegas and you had to put down a chip, where's your money?
I'm going to go with the Burkhead guy.
See, and don't you think that he, whether or not he is the father, we don't know, but don't you think he, at least of all of them, believes that he is the father?
Yes.
He, and I don't even know how do I know that, but he has the bearing of a guy who honestly in his heart believes he's the dad. You know,
absolutely. It's either him or some unknown that we don't know about right now.
Well, that's true. And let's be honest. With Anna Nicole Smith, and I don't mean to be walking on, I don't mean to be tarnishing the reputation of the deceased, but I mean, come on. I mean, the fact that within like a day, there's six guys who could conceivably within that time frame have impregnated her, one of whom is dead. Two of whom are dead, actually. I mean, that really does kind of tell us, really, the field is wide open for contenders. It's kind of a crowded field there at the end, you know?
Absolutely.
All right. You call us anytime. How did you discover the Rick Emerson program, if I may ask?
November, actually. I was pushing the buttons and came on you, and now you are the highlight of my day.
Well, thank you so much. You spread the word, Julie. I mean that sincerely. You call us anytime, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you. There you go. That's Julie. Fantastic. Excellent. All right. It's 503-733-2978. Hey, speaking of Julie, and that reminds me of callers and da-da-da-da. At the end of the program, do you remember at the end of Friday's program that woman called? God, what was her name? Now I'm giving one of those ass guys. Anyway, she called, but she was the professional dominatrix, the professional dominant.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, I remember.
What was her name? Oh, I feel like a jerk for forgetting. Anyway, she sounded all hot. And she's like, oh, I was a professional dominatrix for a few years. And she answered the question about the black leather hood with the zippy mask. She sent me a MySpace friend request. She is cute. Because you don't think that, right? You think, no disrespect to her, but you think, like, I don't know, I guess in my head you think dominant, and you think that she's going to be, like, really, like, sort of like Cloris Leachman, like, you know, like, really sort of aggressive looking and really just sort of, like mean looking. Not at all. Very attractive.
Uh-oh.
And plus, let's be honest, we all know you work in radio, hot voice equals bad face most of the time. Not so. Picture's very, very, I'll show you the MySpace thing. She's got a great picture of her with Chuck Palahniuk. So, all right. Hey, we want to thank CNN Radio correspondents Jim Roop and Lisa Goddard. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970, Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. The PA here is Scotty J. And, of course, the gatekeeper is Dave Zinn. Like is next, Donna Mike at 7. We'll see y'all tomorrow at 11 a.m. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we will get to the Red Hot Pistol thing and the worst song, plus Dennis Pittenberg. You stay there. Like us is up next. Don't the bastards grind it up. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See you tomorrow. Bye.
You would be wise to do as mother said.